You're listening to Next Step Podcast, Small Business Marketing, how to connect with customers using content. Part of our Next Step for Business podcast collection presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique business goals. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our guest, Bobby Hoyt. You may know Bobby as the Millennial Money Man. Bobby is a well-known blogger that writes about personal finance and small business success. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is a topic that has helped launch my own business, so it's a favorite topic of mine.
Well, we definitely found the right person to talk to about this. You've become a go-to source for so many people looking to learn about these topics from the array of content you've developed. Tell us, Bobby, why is content such an effective way to market your business?
When you're starting out, your big challenge is getting the word out about your business, you know, who you are and what you do. It's unlikely people are just going to flock to your product or service without knowing something about you. You have to show potential customers your value before they spend their money with you. And you have to establish yourself as someone who knows the ins and outs of your business or industry. By creating content, you are displaying your expertise or how you think about your business. And that helps to build their trust. And if they like you and what you bring to the table, it's a lot easier to reel them in as customers.
I see. Through content, potential customers will start to see your business as something they want to associate with. What did that look like for you?
There isn't one right way to do this, but for me, it was about writing and sharing information. I became obsessed with personal finance and got quite good at it. And I learned how to pay off my student loans in 18 months. I built up expertise. When I started my business, I really started by putting out blog content that explained a topic or gave advice to help young people take control of their finances. More and more people were coming to my blog for tips and guidance on anything from building savings to finding a side hustle. And I gave the content away for free and I sent it out through email. And over time, more and more people started coming back to me for more advice and they found value in it and basically came to trust me.
If you were giving away free advice, how did you then convert them into customers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I had built up a big list of potential customers and email subscribers, and these were people who liked the content I was creating and were familiar with my brand. And when I had a product to offer, they were intrigued. I launched a course for small business owners on social media marketing, and it was an immediate hit. All those people who were reading my content knew that they would get their money's worth, and they paid to take my course.
It sounds like you had built up a relationship with people interested in the topic before you targeted them for a sale.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about creating regular touch points with customers so they get to know you. You're giving them advice on a blog and then you're emailing them regularly with content and updates from your business. And you also get them to follow you on social media where you can give them information and a sense of who you are. You want to keep them involved with your brand as much as possible. And the trust factor is going to convert them to loyal customers.
You've become really good at creating a lot of high quality content on important topics. What advice would you give to people who aren't used to producing content regularly?
Your content doesn't have to be super polished or highly produced. It just has to tell people about your business, and you need to show potential customers what you know and what you have to offer them. People love to hear the stories behind your work, and they like to feel a personal connection.
What are some of the ways you might do that?
There are so many easy ways to create content now, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot. It's easy to take out your phone and turn the camera on and just talk about yourself and your company. That can be really powerful. Give a little peek behind the curtains. Show people what you're doing that day and how your business operates. You can put that out on social media or send it to your email list. For example, if you own a restaurant, explain how you created your menu or what your specials are for that day. And you know, at the end of the day, you need to show your passion and show your personality. The best part is that it doesn't have to be paid marketing. You can start creating content and put it out on all kinds of web and social media platforms for practically nothing.
How do you compete with all the other content out there? How do you break through?
I hear a lot of people talk about quote unquote going viral, which is very hard to do. In the several years I've been doing this, nothing has really gone viral. And that's not my goal. For me, breaking through is about effectively engaging my audience. You just need to consistently put out interesting information that reflects your brand. You're warming up your audience so that when you make an offer, they like you and want to buy from you.
And that's what happened when you offered your first business course?
It did. There was an incredible response immediately after we pushed out the information to our audience. At that point, we had collected a lot of emails of people who had come to the website or blog and had showed some interest in the content we were offering. And getting them into that funnel and keeping their attention ultimately paid off.
That is some valuable advice. Thanks, Bobby, for sharing a bit of your story.
My pleasure.
That does it for this Next Step for Business podcast on how to connect with customers using content. We hope you found this valuable as you work to build your small business. You can find additional information about building business success and more online at www.regions.com/next-step-for-business. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2020 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.